I mean, you can't go back over the history. You know, back in 95, there was a chance. The All Blacks took it. England didn't. And we have the structure we have. And, you know, the club structure will not be broken here. It is incredibly powerful. I come from that structure as well as I do from my years in the union. So I see both sides. I think that the club structure will grow even stronger. The key is to bring it together with the union and make certain that we use all of our resource. We need to get closer together. I think that the successful models that exist around the world are all because they have an integrated approach. And, you know, England is better than it used to be, but it's still broadly adversarial. It's still negotiation. That can't be right anymore. It ends up with best efforts. Best efforts is not good enough, as we've seen. So I think they need serious structural change if we want to compete.
In what way?
Well, I think you need to create an elite rugby structure that takes all of the great things of professional rugby in this country, all the people that have so much to offer, and bring it all together. Think rugby, make certain that the players, the assets that we have, who we have to be careful. You know, we look at this amazing tournament. By the end of the season, these guys have played a lot of rugby, and it is, you know, I'm an ex-player. I've had my share of injuries. We all understand that, and therefore that's got to be at the top of the agenda. So you've got to have everyone in the room who has any say in how those assets are used, which means a separate structure in terms of determining the pathways for international players, making sure selection's right, making sure we've got the right coaches, all that sort of thing. And I believe that that's just, there are successful structures like that all around the world, and they happen to have won World Cups and got into finals and things. So why not learn from them?
So you think that the RFU structure has to change in some shape or form, has to maybe modernise in order to embrace the strength of the Premiership clubs and not, you know, have a situation like we've had where maybe the two haven't helped each other?
Well, it seems logical. I have a different hat on these days, and I talk to unions and leagues all around Europe and actually around the world, because we've had meetings with Sanzar about, you know, bringing perhaps a global club championship or club playoff closer. We'd love to do that. I think everyone would love to do that if we can find a time to do it. So you learn about their structures too. So mine is a very European hat in one sense, or even a global hat. My times as an RFU person are over. But, you know, I can see what structures are working. And look, we've got time. We've got a four-year window now to consider all this. And there are really, really great people who would like to help. Nobody wants to see England at eighth or ninth in the world. I certainly don't. And I'm sure that we all want to get back up to the top of the tree. So let's make the changes and see where it goes. And the way I look at it is that 99%-something of the country play for fun. And, you know, that's what the legacy of the Rugby World Cup's all about. So the massive majority are administered by the RFU through all their processes and structures, and 0.something% are not. Mm. So it's those people who, obviously, the shop window, the game, they provide a lot of the revenue. They're the assets I'm talking about. So you don't need to sit in Twickenham. You need it to have the right people round a table, wherever that table is, and united by common purpose. It's not my job to look at regulation and governance and ownership. And, you know, let's not let that be the guiding principle. Let's let the guiding principle be get us back to the top of the tree and have that as your guiding light, and then everything else falls into place.
But are the two compatible, the strong clubs and the RFU? I mean, you're talking about people need to get around the table with a common goal. Do you think there is that attitude that, you know, one's got to help each other, or are self-serving interests always going to prevail?
If we want to be continue at eighth, ninth in the world, then you're right. If we want to go back to the top, then we'd better have the right people around the table. And actually, I think, you know, the RFU are the guardian of our sport. They owe it to all of us, you know, the paying public, whoever you happen to be. If you love your rugby, you want to see things work out. Self-serving interests, that, you know, we've been through that. We've had 10 years of that back in the day when we went through, and things are a lot better now. Everyone knows that. And look, let's not overreact either to, you know, a loss in the pool that could have gone the other way. So but I think structurally it's the right call, and if people have English rugby at heart, then they'll make the decisions.